these days, top athletes, fitness buffs, and weekend warriors are wired up in all sorts of ways. Heart rate monitors, step counters, and virtual recreations of their latest run or trail ride. Last week, I sat in with leaders in fitness technology at the Fortune Brainstorm Tech Conference held at the Aspen Institute. When it comes to health, people are still each other's biggest motivators, and getting wired up isn't the same as getting connected. Olympic cyclist George Hincapie says if he had all the knowledge he has now, back in his early training days, his routine would have looked very different.
When I was growing up, it's the sport, the training was just so old school. You know, you go out and ride 4, 5, 6 hours a day, you eat pasta, white pasta, and you do it again the next day, and you do it again until you crack.
But now here we are with motivational apps, GPS, heart rates, and calorie calculators, all available on smartphones. People have virtual trainers telling them how far to run, when to rest, what to eat, and when to go to bed. Mark Verstegen is the founder of Exos. The company consults with the National Football League and FIFA, mapping out everything from players' movements to their macronutrients. So yeah, they can tell when a player is taking a fall because they haven't allowed for enough physical recovery, or if they're just being dramatic for the ref. Football helmets have sensors giving us clear insights into the angles and force of tackles that lead to concussions. So technology has allowed us to turn athletes into data points, but, says Verstegen, having information and changing the culture around fitness are two different things.
70% of the injuries that occur in an entire NFL season happen in the first 2 weeks of training camp, where the team controls 100% of the variables. It's a matter of coaching and the culture of sports, right? I can go further, harder, more miles. That's a human element, but now we're getting our context around it from all the monitoring.
For those who make a living creating fitness software, there is always the variable of human unpredictability that is impossible to work into the equation. Siobhan McFeeney is an executive with the software platform Pivotal, but it's through her long distance running and 3 summits of Mount Everest that she has seen the intersection of technology and sport.
I climbed my very first mountain many, many years ago. We had like leather boots and we just had stuff that wasn't ideal. And then when I climbed in 15, we had these, it's space stuff. Everything's warmer. Your O2 sat is just like exactly right. Everything is perfect.
And yet,
human beings are human beings. That's right. I've seen people at 27,000 feet with their O2 sat in the teens go, I think I can handle it. And I'm like, you've got about 15 minutes like to live.
The technological advances alone don't guarantee improved health. Humans are valuable in their drive for success. But we are also innately social creatures, and merging those natural tendencies with new technology might allow for the best of both worlds. James Corals is CEO of Strava, an app that allows you to compare your workout to others.
People keep people active. And so our product is a place that allows you to be competitive or feel motivated by someone else and then put the damn phone down and go out and sweat together with someone. I think that's like the promise of this.
He says technology is just the conduit to a healthier life, not the secret solution. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.